together.
On the undercard, not a surprise because a lot of people thought Paul Ryan had a great chance in the last 3 weeks. His name kept coming up. In fact, Mitt Romney said it was really in the very, very beginning of August that he started to feel like Paul Ryan was the guy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this, of course, is where we start. Now we finally know that it is Ryan. So it's Romney and Ryan. Does Ryan hurt or help the Romney case for president? Does he deliver any swing states because of what the Democrats, I think, are going to do with Ryan? It'll be interesting in the end as to whether this is a subtraction or a positive. I'll give you my thoughts along the way. I definitely want to hear your thoughts. The mail flooded in, especially late on Saturday and on Sunday, so we're going to hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. Many of you weighing in on Ryan. Some of you surprised that it was Ryan and not Senator Portman from Ohio, thinking that he was going to be able to deliver a huge state. Ryan helps with the conservatives. Ryan helps with the Tea Party factor. So it's a little of this and a little of that, and in the end, will it deliver the magical punch that the Republicans are hoping for to defeat Barack Obama on November 6th? I'm going to give out the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. To be certain, there were a lot of other things that happened over the weekend, although from the political point of view and from the march on to Tampa, this is certainly huge. The race is on to defend, to define, and to ultimately either defeat Romney and Ryan or to lift them up. And what's interesting, as I said, we're going to get to the mail at the tail end of the hour, but I'll give you a little preview. What I've seen is a 50-50, and I'm surprised about that. Like, I got this from Mary listening to us in Vermont, who said, Ryan, you have to be kidding me. The Republican Party, of which I am a member, has been hijacked by extremists. No offense to Mr. Ryan, but I think this tanks Romney, advantage Democrats. And then I got this one from Ray listening to us in Austin, Texas, who says, woohoo! I think that's what he said anyway. It looked like he misspelled it, but I think that's what he was trying to say. It is a glorious day, Ms. Delaney, because Ryan certainly seals the deal for Romney. What a smart man in the end. I think he helps the Romney Express get into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. What do you think? Couple of interesting things. They did a 60 Minutes interview together, and of course now talking all over the place about the push to the White House and to getting elected and whatnot. In fact, here's a little snippet of Ryan talking about pursuing the gold, if you will.
We're going to need you to talk to your coworkers. We're going to need you to talk to your friends and your neighbors. And this election is so important, we need you to talk to your relatives even on this one.
All right, urging everybody to get out and vote. So I'm wondering, because of what will happen with the Democratic push against Ryan and saying that he's pushing grandmothers down steps and whatnot, trying to do away with Medicare and Medicaid based on his two budgets, even though, remember, he's vice president, so he's on the undercard. I think this is going to be heavily in play for the Democrats. In fact, we're going to let you hear one of the main Democrats who was already speaking on the Sunday shows, so you can tell they're ramping up in the opposition to Ryan, talking about how extreme it will be and what will happen to your Social Security and that kind of stuff. But on the other side of it is the Tea Party, as I mentioned, and how this tilts in a much different direction for lots of people who want to see something different in America, who like the fact that Romney now, because he's going to get credit for this, was willing to take a risk and jump in that direction instead of playing it safe. In fact, remember, we had a whole show, and if you never listened to me before, we did a whole show one time on Hail Marys, the biggest Hail Marys politicians have made in the past, if they worked out for them or not, and whether or not the Romney people and the Republicans just in general would sit and think about this and decide to go for a Hail Mary. Ultimately, he may be the Hail Mary the Republicans need to win the White House. I'd be remiss to not mention this at the top because, of course, we had our medal count challenge. Did anybody win? And there was four ways to do it, and the answer is no. Can you believe it? I said, just for the record, that the United States would end up with 108 medals. It turns out the United States ended up with 104. 46 gold medals, 29 silver, and 29 bronze. So I said 108, and I said 45 gold, so I didn't get it. Pretty close. We had Ray in Missouri, who said 102 medals. He liked 47 golds, because remember there was a way to get this. And Izzy, who was on the high end of the scale, said 123 medals, not to be. Rick in Illinois said 92, but there were some others that were close, like Dave in Vermont. He said 102. He had 62 golds, which was pretty high. Didn't happen. Then he went 40 and 20 because there was four different ways to win this. So anybody who entered, thanks so much for playing the game. And I thought for sure we gave people a lot of chances to win, and we did. And you came oh so close, but not winning it. Some interesting statistics about the Olympics. Swimmers won 31 medals. Remember all those great stories? Michael Phelps ends up with 22 in his whole career, 18 gold, won a bunch in this last Olympics. 200 Americans leave London with a medal. 200. And, of course, the most blowing away China in the end. In the beginning, China had the edge, but in the end, the United States had the biggest edge of all. And there were some great stories along the way. It'll be fun to see what happens in the next couple of weeks. And then coming around to the next Olympics, but we're going to have to wait 4 years for that. Who's back and who's not in Brazil? Usain Bolt was incredible. Not an American, a Jamaican, but people love this guy. One of the big stories of the games. He is like lightning in anything that he runs, and he ended up with three gold medals, so now he has six from the last Olympic Games to these Olympic Games. Says he wants to be back in Brazil if he's healthy, so he'll be somebody to keep an eye on. We don't think Michael Phelps is back. He said this is it. He's retiring. No more for him. But I mentioned all the swimmers who won medals, or that there was 31 medals, and there are certainly young swimmers who will make a difference, including Misty Franklin, who had people Misty because she was so exciting to watch in the pool. She'll be back for sure, and so will a lot of the other younger swimmers. Maybe Michael Phelps plays kind of a mentor role to some of them. Coming up on the flip side, Ryan, does he hurt? Does he help? What's the scoop on Ryan? 855-266-HATE, 855-266-5283. The Democrats' reaction next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99. Berkey. That's 877-99 BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin is the guy who is now the running mate for Mitt Romney. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks heading into Tampa, and the storylines, I think, will be curious. The main deal is this. Does Ryan hurt or help Romney? Certainly, you have to think from the point of view of disappointed conservatives and anybody who labels themselves a Tea Party person, you have to be saying to yourself, yes, this is the guy. Because one thing I will say, too, about Ryan, knowing people on the Hill that have worked with him, he does try to work with colleagues across the aisle. So he has a decent relationship with lots of Democrats. Now, he came up with a budget proposal that a lot of people didn't like, and the push in the rhetoric on the opposite side was this guy is going to crush Medicare, crush Medicaid. This is what his plan does. This is what his budget does, and it's going to kill Social Security. So far, the things that I will say about Ryan, having just two brief conversations with him ever, and then we're hoping to get him on the show, at least from the convention. But the thing that I would say about him is he doesn't back off of what he says. He sticks to his guns, and he does work well with some Democrats. He took a lot of hits for the budget, and he's not worried. He's a stand-his-ground kind of guy. And Romney knew that. The Romney people knew that in vetting him out, that You know, he's not going to tilt in, he's not going to tilt the windmill in a different direction to do this. He's young, he's ambitious, and he had plenty of opportunities to make way more money in other fields, and really says that he wanted to be part of serving the public sector, that he wanted to make a difference in America, that he wrestled over that decision. Now, will he help in the likability category? That is huge for Romney because, if you remember, and I've really been tracking this a lot, so many presidents are elected on likability. On likability. So, Obama has a 30-point edge on Romney in the likability category. When it comes to jobs, when it comes to the economy, Romney is neck and neck with Obama, or even a little more in even the most liberally slanted polls, by the way. But when it comes to likability, that has not been the case. So I'll say this. This is not playing it safe. Romney's not playing it safe with this choice. I think in the end, without a doubt, this is a game changer for this ticket. It's a game changer. If they're going to get that electoral votes that they need, that the Republicans need, he is, I believe, a game changer. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, you get the first crack at this. What say you? Tomas. Uh-oh. He's never silent. Tomas, what happened to you? Are you there? I think he's here. Tomas, do you have stage fright? What's going on? All right, we're going to have to get back to Tomas. He had the first crack, but not now. Instead, we're going to go to a comment by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, the DNC chairwoman. Here was her take, really, on Ryan's budget, which is what I think is going to be the theme for Democrats.
All Ryan's plan, whether it's the first one or the second one does, is it shreds the safety net for seniors. It turns Medicare into a voucher program.
All right, so you heard that. Medicare into a voucher program, pushing grandma down the steps. That's one of the headlines that I saw. This is what's going to happen with Ryan. And remember, first of all, remember this. Ryan, his budget proposal is different from Romney's budget proposal, you know, etc., even though there'll be common links there. Plus, that's the push to have that happen, and the president is not the legislative branch, which is why, speaking of likability, there is a 74% disapproval rate when it comes to Congress, by the way, because really, that's where our punches are being thrown. We're tired of the same thing that we see in D.C. So I'll say it again. I think that Ryan is not afraid to answer the questions. He's not afraid to step to the plate. He's obviously done that over and over again in his tenure as a congressman from Wisconsin. And he knows how to do the political thing. And you have to be able to do that. That's part of the treacherous waters that you wade into when you do this. For example, when he was on 60 Minutes, I watched that interview that Bob Schieffer did. And in the interview, Schieffer asked him about a couple of different things. One, tax returns. And he said, yeah, I'm going to release some tax returns. It's just an arduous thing and going through all the stuff. But sure, I'm releasing. And he kept asking, you know, how many years are you going to release? I'm going to release as many years as Mitt Romney. Several. 2 years. I'm going to release 2 years of tax returns. And then he said something interesting, saying that it was such an exhaustive process and all this stuff of going through it. And he said, you know, I think that what the people care about is jobs. I think they care about getting out of the massive debt. So in other words, to say you can, and he said this, it's a distraction. You can keep coming around about how many tax returns, how many years, all that stuff, but nobody cares about that. Nobody cares how many years of income tax returns are released. They care that they don't have a job, that their neighbor doesn't have a job, that they've been out of work for however long they've been out of work. So I thought he handled himself pretty well in that interview, since both of them were together in it for 60 minutes. It was Romney and Ryan in this one, and Romney talked about the fact that he had looked at other people, that he thought of lots of different people that would fill the role and would make a good president. In fact, he made the faux pas of introducing Paul Ryan as the next president of the United States. But he had this in his mind for weeks on end. So the meeting, the campaigning, happened in the very beginning of August, like the 1st of August. And he kept coming back, and they kept coming back to Ryan. So they vetted him out as quickly as they could and as thoroughly as they could, because you knew this process was going to be huge. And so ultimately, it ends up being Ryan. Now, the convention will be interesting in a couple of different, for a couple of different reasons as to who's speaking and who's not speaking. Ryan certainly will be talking, and Ryan will have plenty to say about deficits and adding $1 trillion on every year and all that kind of stuff. And where do we want to be? And what are we leaving for our kids? And all that, all of that will be mixed into to his conversation, I'm certain. Although that'll be probably in the main address from Mitt Romney too. One of the people who will not be speaking at the Republican National Convention, and she wowed them in 2008 as the vice presidential nominee, she's not going to speak, Sarah Palin, this time around. And she said, listen, this is a good opportunity for other people to speak at the convention, and I'm, for one, excited to hear them. I support Romney and Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and their efforts to replace Obama at the ballot box, and I want to focus on grassroots efforts to rally independents, because that's a key part of the vote, and the GOP base to elect Senate and House members. So a wise Congress is ready to work with the new president, which is interesting because Sarah Palin can be a kingmaker as she figures heavily into the Tea Party, and she calls it grassroots. But when she's out speaking, plenty of people that fit that category in that mold who like Palin will embrace that idea. So she is somebody that they want out there speaking without a doubt, but she will not be speaking at the convention. All right, fair or foul, Ryan, a good thing, a bad thing? And, hey, you know, if you say you're for Obama the second time around, do you think this is a trump card for Obama? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
The Romney people to pick Paul Ryan on the undercard. He is the VP on the Republican side of things, and I think it was a smart move because it's not the same old, and he's different from Romney. So there's a contrast there. While there would have to be some getting on the same page, I don't think at all Ryan will compromise whether you like him or not. I'll say this, I really don't believe that he'll compromise what his positions are. Therefore, that makes him attractive to a lot of people who are frustrated with the whole spending thing in Washington and what's happening with our, constantly with our debt. And he'll be able to, I think, brush off the attacks that he's the guy who is going to steal everything from the older people, that you're not going to get your Medicare, your Medicaid. It's all going to be raked over the coals, and Social Security is going to be dipped into, and forget it, you're never going to have it. Obama's already said that Ryan is a congressional Republican's ideological leader, so they are definitely pushing that. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Tomas in Michigan, we're going to try it again. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I apologize. I pushed the wrong button on my smartphone. Got a dumb operator, apparently. Listen, in my opinion, there's only one reason that he picked Ryan. Only one reason. What was everybody talking about when the name Romney came up before Ryan?
Healthcare, Obamacare.
No, it was taxes, baby. It was taxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but it was also comparing, but I disagree. It was also comparing what was happening when he was governor of Massachusetts to his health care to Obamacare and what became as the Affordable Health Care Act. And yes, taxes.
I think that Romney did not want to hear another stinking word about the 10-year return and tax returns and all these Bain stuff. He didn't want to hear any more about that crap. And he picked this guy because he knew that the swarm would change from him to that nice little honey pot right there of Medicare. And that's why I think Romney hasn't heard the word taxes now in the last 48 hours. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I am just so excited, Kate, because, man, when I hear the word vouchers, boy, I just want to go out and vote. Well, maybe not. I mean, wait. They said they're going to balance the budget in 1 year? No, in 10 years. Oh, well, wait a minute. There's got to be a way to motivate me in November.
Right.
And I think it's going to be, and I think you were touching on it, he's a good fighter. They're going to put him out there to fight.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hope to God he doesn't have a pregnant teenage daughter. Okay? Right? Because I think he's a good fighter. He's articulate. And like you were saying, he sticks to his guns.
Yeah.
He won't back off and say, well, maybe you're right, but he'll just continue throwing out the numbers and the stuff. And I think that's what they have to do. But I do believe that I haven't heard the word tax returns in the last 48 hours. And I bet you tomorrow, if people listen to your show, you watch all of these little Democratic talking heads, they're going to say, the reason they picked him is because he didn't want to talk about his taxes.
Yeah, but, well, you see, he deflected that nicely when he's been asked about that. Like, I thought exactly the great example is Ryan saying, hey, I'll give the 2 years of the tax returns just like Romney. It's not about my tax returns. It's about blah, 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 blah. And he's a fighter. Absolutely. I think he's not going to be someone to be reckoned with. He's not going to easily go down and they're not going to be able to twist him into different dark corners. And like you said, as long as nothing comes out of the closet, but I don't think so with Ryan. From people I know that have covered him, Tomas, and I've had two conversations with him, I really get the feeling that this is me, and if you don't like it, I'm not going to shed the skin for you.
Yeah, well, we already had one Wisconsin boy that had a real good fight up there, and he won.
Walker, yeah.
And, so if this guy has the same type of backbone, the best thing to do is get him into the ring quick and get the spotlight off of Romney's past because, man.
The Bain stuff.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good for clarifying or motivating people. Anyway, listen.
True.
That's what I wanted to say, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Tomas, as always, thank you, brother. All right, so he does have a point. I think it's twofold, though. It also turns it around from the healthcare thing. In other words, trying to pin Romney as, listen, we did what Romney did when he was Massachusetts governor. But he's right, even more Bain and taxes, because that's already come up and they were able to slough that off. And one of the things that I thought was good that Romney said is there's only one president I know in the history that robbed Medicare $716 billion to pay for a new risky program of his own that we call Obamacare. So that's how he can bounce it back and swing it around. It makes it interesting. I do. I do believe it makes it interesting without a doubt. And I heard from one of my good Democratic insiders, and they said that they were kind of sweating out the Ryan thing a little bit, and that the attack is exactly what's already been pushed out there, that Grandma is not going to win with any kind of a Ryan touch to this ticket. Donald is listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Donald.
Hey, Katie. How you doing?
Good. I'm so glad you called. What do you think?
Well, I'm a senior citizen and independent.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely go for Romney. And more interesting than that, my 28-year-old granddaughter, who's also named Katie, was visiting today with her husband. They're Democrats, but they're going for Romney because they say Obama talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk.
Wow, that is interesting. Because you know why, Donald? Because the younger people, I'm glad you told us she's 28, because younger people feel disillusioned by what they were promised with hope and change, and then seeing what is the job situation, what's happening, and what's there for people coming up in the next generations, and they're worried about it. And isn't that interesting? And the fact that you're independent, saying, listen, this is the way I'm going because of talking the talk, but not walking the walk. Yeah. I've heard that from other people.
Yeah, and one thing I do have to correct you on, I believe, earlier you said a friend from Texas said it's 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue. I believe it's 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, I think you said 15. I think 14.
Oh, if I said it's 1600. If I said 15, I meant 1600. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's good. We'll split the difference. 1400 okay. is where you get off on the tour bus, probably, but 1600
okay. 14,
is the address.
1450 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Donald, you're a delight. Thank you so much for calling in and throwing in your 2 cents. Let's go to John, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this Ryan news? Is it good news or is it bad news?
I think it's good news. He'll help shore up the base with a good conservative pick like this. I think it'll help him with getting out the vote. I only missed by one on the medals count, though, Kate.
I know.
I was 103.
I know. I saw that you were 103. And then I think you had 27 gold, because I had this all written down, 34 silver, and 42.
My numbers was in reverse almost for what I should have went for, but like you say, just taking a stab in the dark. But I am happy with the conservative VP pick, and I think it'll help shore up the base some. And I agree with the caller who said it helps change the subject off of his taxes a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the answer to the tax thing is, though, is he ought to say, yeah, I'll give you 10 years of taxes when you give me all your college applications to show whether you were claiming that you were American or were you claiming foreign credentials when you applied, you know, the schools that you applied to that you got in.
Yeah, that and the transcripts. Because then there was also the debate over, well, what did he do? Because remember, everybody made fun of Bush saying, well, he was a C student. And then there was things that came out about Obama. Well, he was, he got C's and this and this and this and whatever.
Yeah,
so
they let him to Ivy League schools because he was claiming to be a foreigner is how he got in. So
right.
That would shut him up on that point. But, I still think we've got an uphill battle. He's got, all the media behind him except for Fox. So.
Yeah, you know what? There is something to that. John, thanks. Sorry you didn't win our contest, but you came so close. The thing that John said there, he says it's still an uphill battle. You heard Donald say that he's an independent and where he was going to vote, and his granddaughter, who's young, was saying that she's voting for Romney. So the key thing is independents are key as to what's going to happen here. And also the other thing that is so difficult. And we just touched on it there with our pal from Kentucky, John. Whenever you have an incumbent, it's never easy. It doesn't matter who. Think of our last couple presidents, Bush, Clinton, boom, boom. They both got in for 2 terms. It is tough. The incumbent has a little bit of the advantage. However, the unemployment numbers, usually if it's over 8, that's way too high. But there are other things that they're deflecting, certainly making it interesting anyway. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're in the final turn here in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Some people feel like Mitt Romney has now hit the reset button this time because of his choice of Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin. Without a doubt, Ryan will not wilt under pressure. And he got a little bit of a jolt in the wallet category. In just 24 hours, $3.5 million rolled in. So there's certainly some excitement over the Ryan choice. Conservative, Tea Party, all that. And now the key demographic is independents. Can they win over independents? Because so many in the country classify themselves in that category. People who formerly maybe even voted Democratic. And if they get, if Romney and Ryan get that group, that could make a difference. It's not going to be by any stretch of the imagination. It's not going to be an easy road at all, but you wouldn't expect it would. I just said with incumbents, if you look throughout history, there is an edge to the person who's already in office for lots of different reasons because there's always something that they could possibly do. There's something that could break them, but there's also something they could always do to part the seas and end up a little bit ahead of the competition because they're already there. They already have the power to make something change right before the election that may swing in their favor. You know, it's interesting, the last time around in 2008 when McCain's people picked Sarah Palin and she delivered in her convention speech without a doubt. Remember the hockey mom stuff and lipstick on a pig and all those famous quotes. And then after that, with media interviews, it started to wilt away, even though Sarah Palin had some plenty of people that supported her, but there were other people that would mock every mistake and everything else. So in the case of Paul Ryan, this is a whole different dimension from the last time around. But just as much excitement happened initially with Palin that is happening with Ryan. So that's a good thing because he has an appeal, and appeal is part of it without a doubt, appeal is huge when it comes to politics, like it or not. I mean, it shouldn't really be a beauty pageant thing, but in some ways it is. And there's something about the whole likability factor. So let's go to Pete listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Okay, hot shot. You got your wish.
That's right.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, what's he got? Talk to me. Tell me.
Right. Well, the big thing with Ryan is what I said. If we just wanted to go based on what I like about Ryan is that he's not wishy-washy. I mean, he's not, and yet he still does have friends among the Democrats, so he knows how to work with people, which I think is a good thing. He's very hard on no spending. Forget this whole spending. We got to slash spending. We can't keep getting into debt of over $1 trillion a year. This is ridiculous. So he gets attacked for his budget proposals. He had some dramatic budget proposals that many feared would have just sent Medicare and Medicaid into voucher systems, which that was more fear-mongering, I think, than anything else. So yeah. There's a lot about Ryan that's great.
Okay. You said he works both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
He's not going to be a rhino, is he? He's not going to...
No.
Oh, no.
That's what he will not sway. That's why in some ways some people think it was risky for Romney, because he won't back down in a different direction. He sticks to his guns. He's definitely conservative. He is definitely in a Tea Party mold, cut out of a Tea Party mold for sure.
Okay. I want to see these Democrats walk away limping. That's what I want to see.
Well, you better. Did you hear what they said? You got to tell your friends to go out and vote.
I got to get some friends first.
Go to Craigslist, get some friends, and start a rally. Thanks, Pete. You're too funny. You know, one of the things that's going to happen too, there is, when you're the president, as I said, and you have the fact that you're an incumbent, the fact that you have a little bit of a record history on your side, it can be definitely really helpful because you spin it in the direction you want to spin it in. But you could look at it as a bad thing, which is what I would say. You know, my whole thing with Obama is the transparency wasn't there, but more importantly, the effectiveness wasn't there. So the promises that haven't happened. Remember, one of the things he kept saying, he was going to fix the economy during his campaign. In 3 years, he was going to fix the economy. There was, without a doubt, that was going to happen. But the unemployment rate, which is definitely an Achilles heel for Obama, is above 8%, and it's been there for more than 3 years, despite the fact that you have, you know, one of the arms of his economic advising team predicting just a month into the president's, remember, TARP stuff and reinvestment, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, that it would keep unemployment below 8%. In fact, they were predicting that it would be 6% this year. We're not seeing any 6%. And that's so huge for people, without a doubt. The health care. What's going to happen with health care? Are your premiums really going to be increased? What's going to happen in the workplace? What's going to happen with the rates, because corporations are going to dump out of providing health care, and then they're not going to have these syndicates set up, and there's all kinds of problems there. And to me, the main thing was, and even Ellen Ratner, who may be our most liberal friend here on America Tonight, who comes on, she says in her entire time of covering Washington, they are full of it when they say they're transparent. They are anything but transparent. They have not been transparent. Getting information through the Information for Freedom of Information Act filings has been ridiculous. Executive privilege to keep investigators from getting more Justice Department documents. Remember Fast and Furious and a couple of other things. they've been a block, if anything. The White House has been a block in that area. So that is something I'm sure the Romney people will use and have already used, by the way. Dan in Texas, hello.
Okay, this is not going to be close. Romney and Ryan are going to stomp this guy like a grape. I mean, what's he going to say? Vote for me and continue the misery? It ain't going to happen. The people are lining up out there. They're taking money out. I've heard through the Tea Party, hey, we're going to get this guy. And another thing, where are the transcripts of his college days? He went to school as a foreign student. We know that for a fact. That's why he's dodging and hiding and bobbing and weaving. This guy is a loser, and he's not even an American citizen. We can prove this, but he won't release his transcripts. I think we should start some kind of lawsuit to make him put up a shut up. Either he is an American citizen or he's not, and I say he's not.
I like that. I say he's not. You know, Dan, there's never going to be a clear answer to that. I can tell you that. There's not going to be a clear answer.
They'll hide all the way, Kate. You're right.
Yeah.
They'll hide.
You're never going to find that.
The news media, Kate, are absolutely part and parcel with the Democratic Party. They've lost all objectivity. They are not the news media of old. They have sold out to the Democrats, and they're just scum.
I like that. They're just dumb. Dan, on that note, thanks for the call. It is interesting to see what happens with news media and people's opinions of it. You know what I say, how talk show hosts, it's a different game because it's all about opinion. But is there a feeling, without a doubt, that the slant is Democratic no matter what? Well, with some publications, of course, there is. Now, lots of people will counter that and say, really? Well, what about the Wall Street Journal? Do you think they're leaning left? Or really, what do you think about Fox News? Do you think they're leaning left? And then you look at MSNBC and your CNNs and NBCs and CBSs and ABCs. And I will say this. In the news media versus when I went to journalism school, and Dan says the point, the objectivity factor, is it really there? Because if you're a news reporter or a news anchor, that was the whole idea. You gave the facts. You dug up the facts, and whoever it was, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever they were, then it was there for everybody to see. And now you kind of wonder about that because certain things don't get reported on. It is fair to call the media out. Any thoughts on the show? You can call us out. Send it to us at americatonight.net.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.